Yes, I have a couple of questions. There's been some concern that the project is going very slowly. My understanding is that it's on schedule. Could you clarify what the situation is in terms of this the ongoing construction and whether it's on schedule or delayed?
Absolutely. The project is moving forward on schedule. We've been, the FHWA and RTC have been very happy with the contractor's work out there. The project is moving forward on schedule.
Let me also say that initially we weren't expecting funding until 2026. And so the federal agency that is in charge of this project has really done an incredible job of moving funding forward. And the contractor is doing a really amazing job in a long area, over 7 miles, in moving forward with this project and keeping it on schedule. Just wanted to make that clear. The other concern I wanted to talk about was the phase two environmental mitigation. I understand that efforts are being made to try to reduce the estimated cost of that. And so it's possible when that comes back to the commission that, in fact, it will have less of an impact on the budget than is currently estimated. So talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, thank you for that question. And I first would like to say that the Federal Lands Access Program team has been incredibly supportive of this project. They did advance the funds by 1 year, and they've also still committed to funding over, approximately 75% of the additional cost for the project. So that's an incredible funding partner for RTC to have. In terms of the phase two mitigation, there's a couple of cost reduction strategies that we're looking at. One of them is reevaluating how the definition of coastal scrub is evaluated under the ESHA and included in the Coastal Commission permit requirements. We may have overestimated the amount of mitigation required for coastal scrub by as much as 30%. So we're reviewing that. We're looking at ways to potentially partner with other local agencies or areas that have the mechanics for doing local seed collection and experience, so we're not in a situation where we have someone coming from outside of the county or not familiar with the county and then trying to procure the seed collection and the propagation in areas outside of the area that could be more costly. So those are some of the cost reduction strategies. And Ryan, if you had anything else to add, let me know.
Is there
Hi.
also, just as, let me just
Yeah.
finish my question. Is there also attempts being made to secure other sources of local funding?
Yes, we're beginning to explore the other sources of local funding. And I'd also add that another key piece is our partnership with state parks and the Bureau of Land Management, particularly state parks. And we've met with them and they've shared their experience in restoration in these particular areas. And in some cases, think that the approach that we have is more robust than needed to meet that permitting criteria.
Hey, Grace, can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Ryan. Thank you.
Great. Hi, I'm Ryan Mathis. I'm the project manager at Central Federal Lands for this effort. In terms of, I think Grace had asked if I had anything to add in terms of cost reduction strategies. We identified a handful of sites as being, I don't know if problematic is the right word, but being maybe more expensive type of sites due to hard work and existing conditions. And so those are the sites that we have now moved to phase two, and we are working currently with state parks and BLM to try to identify new sites that could be more cost efficient. So working on that right now.
Any other comments or questions from commissioners? All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I appreciate the efforts to cost mitigate, especially in phase two. How realistic do we really think that is with what we've seen in terms of rising costs of labor, rising cost of materials? Or are we just essentially kicking this bill, down the road a little bit?
That's a really good question. I think that we will see some potential cost savings. And particularly if we can come up with strategies that reduce the costs associated with caging and fencing, which we think we can, that's a significant portion of the cost estimate. And then thanks again to Ryan for bringing up looking at the alternative sites. When we did a field visit out there, we saw that some of these sites were very difficult to access, and that was adding significant cost to the cost estimate. So I do think it's a very worthwhile effort to postpone some of that work to try to achieve some cost savings.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I appreciate the consideration. I guess my next is more of a comment than it is a question, but I have significant concern about our burn rate and especially cost overruns from SIG 1 through 12 here. And I'm concerned that there won't be the ability to fully fund the rest of the South County projects. And so it's just something that I plan to keep an eye on to see what we're doing in terms of those cost overruns. I have trouble with cost overruns to begin with, but when I see it and I see the effective burn rate that we're going through right now with the Measure D Active Transportation funds, I'm concerned about whether we're really going to be able to have those funds and leverage the things that we want to. So again, not a question, just more of a statement and more of my caution around this.
It was mentioned that we're seeking other local funding sources. Can you just mention what those are? I mean, are we talking about like a Measure Q application here or something like that?
No, I hadn't considered Measure Q application, but thanks for that idea. I don't consider that. actually, we were going to seek reach out to the Coastal Conservancy and continue to work on our partnership with them. They've been a strong supporter of this project. They've asked a lot of questions about the environmental mitigation effort. They haven't made any commitments to fund the environmental mitigation, but we're certainly have been a strong partner. They've provided about $1.4 million for this project already and would like to see it complete. And then also another partner that we've had in this project is the Land Trust. And so we'll be speaking with them to see if there's any opportunities for partnership.
It'd be great if you could get the Coastal Commission to contribute more money, since it sounds like it's their requirements that are largely driving up the project costs. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else? And I'm going to go to the public. Would the public to weigh in this item of the agenda?